Despite its impressive length, it's a nimble navigator, and some can be highly venomous.
All I'm doing is telling the truth.
Just like the tarantula it's killing, the centipede has two curved, hollow fangs, which inject paralyzing venom. This centipede is a predator.
I think you heard me. You're having a hard time tonight.
Wow.
Go back to Univision. Go ahead. Only Rosie O'Donnell.
You can't stop the drum.
We were discussing this before. This is 9/11 of the last 10 years. In terms of how huge this is. I can't remember a news story that stopped the world since 9/11 like this. There was 24-hour news coverage on CNN. Okay, what do we do now? I got no idea. Man, just going through all of the news stations as he was elected, MSNBC, CNN, all the mainstream media pundits with that gobsmacked face. Priceless.
It made Chris Matthews from CNN say, just when they announced, oh, Donald Trump has just won North Carolina, you could like hear a faint Chris Matthews say, well, that's a bitch.
For real, that happened.
Take that, establishment.
That was great. And Rachel Maddow clearly trying to hold back tears, going, this is not a dream.
Did you guys see the video of it was like, I think it might have been, I don't know what it was on, but it was just that old timey music that's like,
yes,
just building,
we're aware of the song, but we don't know it. Yep.
Building, and just all the media being like, Trump is not gonna win, and then like Ann Coulter being interviewed on like CNN or whatever the fuck, or the Daily Show, and like being like, who do you think will be the nominee for the Republican Party? And she was like, Donald Trump. And everyone's like, what? Like laughing at her. And like, there just comes this crescendo of the media saying, it's not going to happen.
Yes, going through everything of just, he can't make it past the primaries.
Yeah.
He made it past the primaries. There's no way he's going to win in a general.
Yeah, exactly. It just keeps going. And then like, it starts to get the crux of the song. And it's just like, he has taken Ohio, he has taken North Carolina, South Carolina has gone, Florida has been taken, Michigan, it's just like...
It reminds me of like one of those WWE Royal Rumbles where there's like a million people in there and you're always thinking, The Rock's gonna win, obviously, The Rock's the best. But man, at the end, like Mick Foley wins, and like some ridiculous...
Yes!
Who's at the end, like,
yes!
Tipped over everyone.
Oh my god, it was in true showman style, coming out at the last minute, just been, told you I'd make it, baby. It's so amazing. America just elected a meme. This is what I was saying in my stand-up show. The night that he was elected, I was saying,
great show, by the way.
Thank you very much for coming.
No refund.
What was great about it, there was something inside everybody here, and if you weren't, this is how you know that you're a shit human being. I swear to God, if you were crying the day that Trump got elected, you suck. If you were shocked and scared, that's a fine reaction.
Yeah.
But if there wasn't something about 4 hours in where you're just like, if you didn't start laughing your ass off about 6 hours in where you just went delirious after a while, holy shit, the crazy bastard did it.
Definitely.
That's how you know that you're a normal human being, right?
Not only
yeah.
The best thing
I,
is,
I,
not only did it, but did it on his own terms. Which
yeah.
is
amazing.
Which is insane. Like, one has to give him credit.
Yeah.
Thank
he,
you.
He took over the establishment on his own.
That is amazing. Trump versus the world, and Trump won. Where is that man's Jews?
Yeah.
Give him the fucking victory. Yeah. This is what I kept reading. All of these negative articles going, I can't believe this is the end of America as we know it. Wait a day. Wait a fucking day.
Yeah, wait a day.
Hats off to that guy.
Give him a...
Clearly, man, it's the ultimate underdog story. Like,
it is.
It cannot be more underdog than
it's
that.
Rocky. It's basically Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky.
In real life.
But like the villain's version, my personally.
I don't know. I think he's kind
it's
of similar
like,
to Sylvester Stallone in that character.
Okay, don't get butthurt. It's still admirable that he did it, but like it's still the villain's. Because the villain's also a human being. So like it's just his version. For one, yeah, one
the thing is, that's done. The other thing as well about Trump, which is what's great is. If this was a Republican establishment candidate, I would be so much more angry than it is now. But
John
it's
McCain.
Just this, don't you think?
Yeah.
Just the guy from The Apprentice rocking up, going like, "This house kind of sucks more than my penthouse." Fuck. So much better.
Yeah.
Everyone can enjoy this. This is what I'm saying. The world was going to end anyway. There's no secret about this. No, I'm glad it went out this way. Of all the most retarded possible ways that humanity could have fucking carked and kicked the bucket. No one was expecting this, right?
I mean, I'm probably the only one here that doesn't think that the world will end. But I will... I do distinctly remember being in Brisbane to see Jordan's show... the day of the election, and as it got closer and closer, like as it became realer and realer, you know, at the beginning I was like, oh yeah, we'll see what happens, maybe it'll be okay, you know, I'm sure it'll be fine. And then sort of like, even when he was going towards his sort of way, I was just like, yeah, like, why not, you know, let's shake it up. And then sort of more and more so when it was like, it's happening.
When we got to that 82% line status, that's when shit really
and then,
hit the fan.
Yeah.
And then there was this weird feeling, like, I don't have it anymore, which is weird, which is the stranger thing. There was this weird thing where, like, the weather emulated my feeling and the sun kind of disappeared and then like, these storm clouds
yes.
came. Started to get really cold and then, like, my stomach started to hurt a little bit. And then I was kind of like, and then one of my friends called me and was like, to be fair, I don't know. I would say somewhat biased in his opinions, but you could argue it. But Corden was just like, he's going to withdraw from NATO. His foreign policy is going to be insane. Russia is going to push into Eastern Europe. They're going to take over Eastern Europe. Then Japan's going to flex a muscle. It's going to be World War III. And I'm just hearing this in my ear. I called Jordan. I'm like, is this real? And he's like, I don't know, man. Is this real? My stomach starts to hurt. And part of me is kind of like, I got to hide out in the nearest 7-Eleven. Like, fuck.
Yeah,
that was
do you
my
have
initial...
any burritos that are half cooked? I've got a bad stomach.
It was insane. Like right when that was happening, I was getting so many messages of just like, "What the fuck is going on?" And I was pretty
yeah.
much just like trying to pacify like 17 people or something.
Yeah.
Really, because that was amazing. Because yeah, Miss Love rang me and said, "What do we do?" And I said, "I don't know." And then we both messaged Ali, be like, "Help me!
What do
we
do?" We
were one of them. Yeah,
yeah. I was just messaging Ali, going like, "Will War Three start? Tell me when it starts. Tell me the foreign policy will be fine." And I was like, basically like the mum being like, "It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. It's just like, it's just I don't know, like." Worms, you'll get over it. It's not the, you know, when you're in year six and you're like, my bum's your chi. It was kind of like that. And like, he sort of softened it like to that point because my main fear was and still kind of is just essentially the foreign policy and the global warming issues. But Ali
yeah.
did very well in, I literally had a
really
stomach ache.
You identified that as the main problem as opposed to all of the FGW cook American wide that are going, do you really want a racist?
I think
as your president. And then everybody looting over the streets going, no, I don't want him tweeting about pussies.
Yeah. He's destroying the
quick, throw this cinder block into JB Hi-Fi and steal some TVs.
He's destroying the fabric of America. While they literally destroyed
the fabric of America. You did this, Trump.
I think we can all agree that at least that you know, he sort of destroyed the sort of, I don't know, like, pandering to, like, the emotion generator, you know, the politically correct kind of, like, really wimpy kind of, like, emotion-based generation of
man,
kids.
That's what every
like,
serious leftist is so happy about. The fact, A, that this is the end of corporate Democrats.
Mm.
At least they're on the route. It's
yeah.
going to be hard for them to justify rigging a primary to get another corporate Democrat through
mm.
when they've got people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't be surprised, though. They will make a comeback.
So
but
you think that they will?
Yeah, dude. They're fucking... Yeah, they have their interests. That they're, right now, they're silent because they realize that they've
mm.
lost out. So Bernie's obviously Bernie, and like the progressives are going to take the center stage. But trust me, they'll make a comeback, and we'll have to resist them as well.
Because they're it was so good on two fronts. That first of all, there's three things that I was extremely happy about, and they all kind of intertwine. The first one is that it showed that actually everybody's sitting there going that an idiot won the White House. Yeah, well, an idiot was saying more than Hillary Clinton was. Go to their tweets. Donald Trump is talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yeah.
He's talking about the Glass-Steagall Act.
Yeah.
He's talking about real systemic economic issues that have made America poor and the planet.
And the entire planet.
That's fixing that stuff.
That's so good.
Hillary Clinton was sitting there going, he said mean things about women.
Yeah.
And I want to break a world record. Can everyone help me break a world record? Fuck off.
I'm with her.
Don't you think? Yeah, she was the better candidate. She didn't act like the better candidate at all. It would have been so easy to trounce Donald Trump. All she had to do was mention climate change. She said it once for 30 seconds and it was overshadowed by Trump going, wrong, wrong. No, I didn't. You're the puppet.
Yeah.
And that was the end of climate change talk. Then she just went back to, he's a sexist.
Yeah.
Well, most American women don't think that, doll. You know? And on top of that, record numbers of blacks, record numbers of Latinos. All of them are rejecting this bullshit that the corporate media has because they're now in this pathetic position. And the same thing happened in Australian politics when they first came, when the news first came in. You know who the two people that they started interviewing were? Steve Price, who's like this old conservative commentators just always talking about political correctness going mad. And then this dumb trounce from like Mamma Mia Today. These were the best people you could have duking it out.
This
idiot with an I'm with her t-shirt that you can definitely tell was one of those people going, Bernie bros, even though most women support Bernie Sanders as well, Bernie bros, sexist.
I think,
You are the sexist. This is what's so annoying and inverse about it.
Yeah.
Any woman who wanted Hillary Clinton to be president purely because she's a woman is the sexist in that situation.
Yeah, but
they're not looking at the candidates. Dude, I was all for Jill Stein. She was kicking ass.
Mm.
Elizabeth Warren, if she was running, I'd be just as pissed off if Hillary trounced her.
Fuck off with this sexism bullshit.
Yeah,
I'm probably, this is going to sound PC and clearly not something that would do well in this room. But I feel like,
dude, freedom of speech, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I feel they shouldn't have made this election about sex in the first place. That wasn't the right move. But now that
Obama didn't do it.
Yeah, because he was a man, but
yeah, but they could have done the first black man in the White House.
He could have.
He did the same thing that like how Donald Trump, how he doesn't actually say anything racist, he alludes to it, and just how Obama did it purely by just going up and going, I can play basketball, you know, well.
Yeah, okay, come on.
But most of the time, most of his campaign was, what was the predominant message? Change. What was the predominant message of Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, but that change
was. I'm with her.
No, but a big portion about that change was being the first black president. Like, I don't know if you remember his campaign, but that was a big part of it.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure it was mostly about the Iraq War and the fact that the economy tanked because of George Bush's measures. This is what I'm saying. Everybody keeps like saying that like, Americans are a bunch of racists. The same states that voted Obama. How are these people racist?
They're not.
Yeah.
They just don't give a... If somebody's sitting there and going, can you help me break a world record? And this other one's going, she took away your jobs.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring them back.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm not helping you with a world record. You fucking took my jobs with NAFTA.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, okay. Having said that, so what I was saying was that the one point that I wanted to make, which I know is not going to be popular, but so this shouldn't have been made about this whole election was, it was the whole campaign became like pro-women or anti-women, but like a lot of women in coastal America bought that. A lot of young women that were thinking that this is the point when they're going to have the first woman president and they lost, I don't know. I don't feel like that was something that's a major drawback.
But this is what I'm saying is that they, most young women supported Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, it wasn't a sex thing.
They didn't care about it. The corporate media just kept pushing it because that's actually the only point that they want people drawing attention to.
Yeah.
That's
so outrageous, and it was just so gratifying seeing all of these hags, all of these complete fucking talking head shields that you could just change intermittently and swap with anyone with a suit on, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These people just losing their minds.
Yeah,
it was so nice.
Yeah, I think...
it was worth watching the world melt, just seeing these harridans.
Yeah, no, that's true. And we'll get into more... Ali's going to get more into, like, where he thinks Trump will go and what he'll do. But I think it's important, like, to say, like we were saying earlier, that, like, generally... and first of all, I need to address, like, you know, the guy that was saying, like, it's like, it's because you had a pro-Trump guy on your team. Fuck you, dude. Just saying.
Sorry, because... just to give everybody some context, I wrote when Trump was winning, because it freaked the fuck out of me like everybody else on the planet. Because, you go in waves of emotion with Trump. We were talking about this before. We're making this entire podcast... We didn't even have time to book an FBI studio, so not thanks to you, FBI. Get more studios. We're recording it again, as you can probably tell, in my shit room.
By because of this sound.
The only sound effect we now have available to us.
Yeah, but the...
But the thing is, so obviously scared as hell as everybody else because of... again, I understand why people voted Trump, because he was the substantive candidate in that. Not that he was a better candidate when you actually look at the policies, but the way that he was campaigning, if I didn't know anything about politics, I'd go, that's the guy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The thing is, but I do know that he's terrible for climate change. And I do know that, like, in terms of foreign policy, there's going to be a mixed bag when it comes to that. But, yeah, climate change is terrifying. That's why I was scared. So anyway, I wrote in, holy fuck. And this idiot, right?
I wish I knew his name. I forget his name, but screw you, man! But yeah.
Yeah, Miss Love was extremely saddened by this because pretty much this man pinned Donald Trump winning the US election, not on 30 years of neoliberals selling out the American public to the point of they just want to throw a Molotov cocktail into the White House, not all of this media barrage hype in America. No, it was this one guy on a podcast that has about 7,000 listeners in Australia that convinced millions of Americans that Trump was the guy. That was his theory, his working theory.
For
this PhD, quote-unquote, candidate. More like candidate for a PhD in dumbassery.
For me, what it was like one, you know, basically it was like one, like, what I found intriguing was like, you know, the idea of like anti sort of, let's say, corruption, and at least the idea of working for the middle class, even if it's not gonna legitimize, it's not gonna happen. The idea of like shaking things up, and like the idea of kind of like ending, like you were saying, that sort of like establishment. But that was one part. The other thing is too, is like the fucking freedom to like debate and democracy. This guy's like, you shouldn't have let him on. It's like, that is the most, like, it's like undemocratic.
Yeah, that,
it's like,
that's why we got in this position anyway, isn't it? It's because of these smug faux liberals, these corporate liberals.
It's crazy.
They just talk down to middle America like,
yeah,
you know,
like
you're a white male, you've got it easy. How have they got it fucking easy?
Exactly.
All of their jobs are gone.
Just the patronizing nature of it. But yeah, but like, but all that one,
you know, yeah,
yeah,
just
yeah.
sitting there and just being like, check your privilege, the fact
yeah.
you don't have a job,
yeah.
check your privilege.
Yeah, but all I was going to say was having, like, keeping that in mind, and like keeping, you know, the idea in mind that like someone is willing to sort of like jump in the attack straight away. It's an interesting idea, like you were saying before. We were just saying before we started that it's almost, I mean, this isn't really about Trump as a person. I don't really give a shit about him as a person. It's what he kind of represents now.
I don't know. I give a shit about him. We were talking about this before. Ali and I just looked at each other and we went, man, we've been thinking about this guy for 2 years straight.
Yeah, fair.
Has anyone, has your girlfriend occupied as much time in your mind as Donald Trump has? I'm pretty sure, sorry baby if you're listening to this, but I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump is the primo person I've thought about in the last 2 years.
It's good. Yeah, I'm going to have to be thinking about it for a lot now. It's almost annoying. Clinton would have allowed me to just like watch The Simpsons again, but fuck no, I really can't. But anyway, but it's just it's an interesting idea. The idea that like he just, like we were saying, the reason why he's in is because of this backlash of political correctness.
Again, you're diagnosing. It's like that is equivalent to saying he won because America's racist. He did not win because of political correctness. He did not win because of racism. What he did win was, it's because of what Jordan was just saying. He was the guy who was actually addressing real economic problems that rural America is facing.
Yeah,
that is
the
reason why he won. And listen, I can like...
But it's also that... It's also... There is like a surface level truth to what Ms. Love was saying, because I feel it all the time every time I watch corporate media.
Yeah.
Which is that the world is on fire, literally.
Yeah.
And you're talking about shit. That just makes me so angry. Like, it makes me irrationally angry to the point where I'm just like,
mean?
I just want you people to suffer.
Yeah.
You know, like, it gives me half a mind just to vote Liberal, just to make these people annoyed. And I know enough about politics to know, you know, I shouldn't be voting that way.
Yeah.
But there's just a thing of, you know,
yeah.
I know there's deeper issues in the world, and you fucks are telling me, no, this is important, and if you don't think that, you're a sexist and a racist. Who gives you the fucking qualification to mark who is and who isn't?
Yeah, it's just as grandiose as sweeping, like, you know, a state. It's like, you know, I don't know, like, Texas is all racist. It's like the same as saying, like, black people are a certain way. It's just like, and it's the same thing. It's like opposite, you know what I mean? It's like people are just
these
kind of...
These states voted for Obama.
Yeah.
The Deep South
Texas
didn't. Not at all.
Did.
No, and they never will.
And they never will.
Yeah, but they would have voted for Herman Cain, or
Trump,
they just would have voted for their guy.
Trump broke the
fucking
blue belt.
And the Rust... Exactly. The Rust Belt voted for Obama because the vast majority of Americans don't give a shit about this stuff. They just care who's going to give me a job.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's necessary. I think you're like... I understand that the Trump is just one and then... But that doesn't mean that there's no racism or there's no these.
No,
there is. There's a huge. That's why political correctness became a big issue, because people care about social issues.
Yeah, but the pendulum.
Irrespective if you live in New York and Alabama, you both care about social issues. It's what makes us humans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I completely. Yeah.
The pendulum
has
swung to the point where
it's
like, you know, sushi is racist now, you know. Like,
and the thing is, again, it's not. I don't. Again, it's not that I hate black people saying. Like when Dave Chappelle sat there and said, you know, like. It's a racist country, man. It's like, yeah, okay, this guy can fucking talk about it.
Not these
BuzzFeed fucking journalist, piece of shit, private school fuckwits that sit there and be like, I'm with my brothers.
And
almost being mad at, like, the right version of, you know, someone like Alex Jones's fan being crazy. It's like, come on, like, put it in perspective. Think of, like, smart people from the left and smart people from the right and judge them on what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you always have these... Fringe lunatic.
Of course. No, but
that's
what I'm saying. The face of the left in the corporate media now is these fringe lunatics. They're always the ones that get the primo positions, and that's why the left lost, because they made this into this... They made the most powerful seat in the world, this boutique issue, about, we need to break this record. There needs to be one woman. It's absurd. Fucking get over it. And if you didn't, why didn't you fucking support candidates like, you know, like people like Jill Stein and stuff like that of the Democratic Party? Why didn't you support Elizabeth Warren? Why did you support Hillary Clinton? And the reason why is because your corporate boss told you justify Hillary Clinton getting in.
That is absolutely true.
Can we talk about the advantages that can come of it, though? Let's say the left become more... policy based for the working class again, all the social worries piss off the right. At least the right, I am very curious what's going to happen, but at least they're sort of united on, you know, at, in the very least, the idea of like prosperity and freedom and the working class.
Yeah, man, like Democrats don't think that they want to bring the country.
Both
of them are thinking about prosperity.
No, I know, but maybe this can sort of, you know, Bernie, the points that Bernie and Trump both. Feel strongly on can like, you know what I mean? Two sides of the parties can go strongly in the right direction. So, and we can just abolish this sort of like bored out Wall Street, special interest Clinton. Like, fuck, I don't know. I don't know if I could have really dealt with Hillary just being around. Like, it's just 4 years, you know? Like, if there's a silver lining, you know, because I wasn't pro Trump, like, you kind of convinced me in terms of the economic policies. And I'm worried, but I don't know what's going to happen. But I think we can all agree that, like, with Hillary, it's like, alrighty, next chapter, done and dusted, you know?
And that's what's exciting, yes.
Kind
because
of exciting.
As what Ali was pointing out a million times, Hillary Clinton might have scraped through on this one. And Ali's prediction was pretty much spot on. He said he thinks Hillary Clinton will scrape through, and Trump scraped through.
But I was right, man.
That's true, actually.
No, this one called it.
Take that, you fucking PhD candidate wannabe piece of shit in the comments.
Fuck you. You're listening to the slaps of the winning horse.
Let's point out, I'm not, you know, I'm not like the guy with the Trump hat being like, told you so, but I thought it was going to happen.
You do a Trump hat, and you are saying told you so.
I think, I don't know, I think the more significant comment from when you wrote that statement in the on your Facebook was one of your like fans wrote something like, yes, now can the left stop arguing whether sushi is a form of cultural appropriation and get their shit together?
Exactly. Because,
yeah, so the left, whoever is in like my camp here from the left, we need to like actually get our shit together. That is something that we need to do. And this is the best point. This is the best point. We've got a fucking lunatic in the White House, which means he's gonna make like all of these hopes of these people who are poor and who did elect Trump for legitimate reasons, they're going to feel shit. And we need to swoop in. And we need to come in this time with good ideas. We cannot be a technocratic regime like Obama and Hillary because we just couldn't get people. So, like, I'm taking all of this stuff in, right? Like, Miss Love is saying all of, like, couldn't take any more of Hillary. Like, I have to take it now because obviously America decided that was the way they think. But like, but that doesn't mean that Obama was bad. It was just that they became too technocratic. They couldn't explain to the people what their main objectives were, what direction they were headed. Partly because they didn't know themselves. But now we need to figure it out. And I think this is the best point. In 4 years, Trump's going to be out of his way because he's probably going to be one of the most unpopular presidents. And we need to come in with a better team this time.
Yeah, and I see that as an advantage too. That's the thing. I like to think of myself as like centrist in that it's like whoever has the best solutions. It's not about the, you know, the politics of like sports and like this guy's awesome and like I'm pro, you know, like these sort of like romantic ideas. Like whatever's the most effective, you know, tried and true. Like, and if that makes people more passionate,
which
on the
is
left,
why you vote for the Stoners Party.
That's like a
one democratic right. Yeah. Look, this isn't about me. This is about ideals.
Let's not go.
This is about ideal Miss Love. Okay.
This is about mixing bacon with sausage for breakfast. No, I mean, fuck Australian politics. Let's not even bother. Like, but like that's a whole different kettle.
That's
of fish.
Another thing. Like, you know, same thing with Australia. Australia needs to bring more flavor into its politics. Because, like, again,
yeah, I agree.
Like,
with
how
that.
Miss Love is detached from it. It's the same thing that. The Obama and Hillary, it's the same conundrum. Like, we cannot motivate people. We cannot explain to them what we're really doing and why we're doing this. Like, and by the way, like, I'll give you... Okay, so let's talk about... Let's actually move on from, like, just saying who was right and who wasn't.
No, but again, this is... Just to quickly reiterate on this, the reason why we don't talk about this shit, again, is because of the corporate media. And I'm sorry, it's just a massive burden on my mind. Ever since I saw Chomsky's, and I recommend everybody watch it, Chomsky's Manufacturing Consent really opens up your eyes because it just shows you how much they dumb down debate, make everybody focus on bullshit every election.
Yeah.
And that's why I was happy that Trump won. Because even though that's a death sentence for the planet, it's such a
that's scary.
Fuck you, Sally. It's just this moment where the people actually rose up and said, you don't get to set the agenda anymore.
Yeah.
You fucking six bullshit media corporations that own 90% of the world's media, you don't get to cram down our throats who you want us to vote
Democracy
for anymore.
Democracy works.
Yeah.
At least this all works.
And now they voted the real-life Pepe the Frog. That's what we did.
But you know what's interesting? The interesting thing about this whole thing is we always assume that As this media machine grows and the corporate media, as more power they accumulate, they're going to influence people to voting whoever they want. But the fact is, we underestimate the fact that we're humans. We don't work that way. We're not robots. And the more the corporate media and mainstream media supported a candidate, the more people went against it. This is not just in America. Even in Greece, where the whole media was basically, there was a referendum where they had to accept a demand by the Eurogroup. The whole media and everyone just said, do not vote no for this. This is going to be crazy. The polls were just showing that there's a 5% chance of people voting yes. And 68% of the population said yes.
Yay.
Which
but
is
that's
crazy.
Hell,
that's, which tells you that
it's
we
crumbling.
Are... No,
it's, crumbling.
It's not crumbling. That our idea that with this accumulation of media power, people are just going to be puppets. was rather simplistic.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's while everything's running smoothly,
yeah.
Corporate media has hands. But when people start starving in the streets, when you're struggling on the streets, then people
yeah.
start voting in their own interests and paying attention because you
of
have
course,
to.
But if,
there's also on top of that.
But if people are happy and if people are getting fed, what else do you fucking want?
Exactly. So what I'm saying is what happened in this election, and it's kind of interesting because, okay, again, don't really agree with the alt-right. Obviously, I think that they've got some points when it comes to political correctness, but when it just comes to, you know, pretty much... yeah,
you're right, you agree with some.
I agree with, like, some points on them, obviously, but the thing is that they're a new movement.
Yeah.
And they were organised entirely on the net, basically by trolls.
Yeah,
and those trolls elected a president. That's fucking crazy. That's what I'm saying, right? Is that they were giving answers when nobody else in the media landscape was, which is what brings to your point,
yeah,
Ali, is that like if the left gets together and makes like an alt-left.
Yeah, that's what they need. That's what they need. Exactly. They need
but they already have that. And by the way, when we say
well, they got the Young
all
Turks.
Of the...
Young
no,
Turks.
No, but also the powerhouses now. Media isn't, we say that mainstream media, and we what we mean by them is basically networks. But with balkanization of media, the powerhouses are shifting.
Yeah.
CNN is not getting the same amount. This is crazy. Young
Dude,
Turks, Young
right.
Turks that you just paid out, just now you paid out, had more viewership during the election coverage than fucking ABC.
Hell yay!
So,
that's my boy,
guys,
Cenk, always been on his side.
I'm
what a great broadcaster.
I'm pretty sure Alex Jones got the very high ratings as well.
Yeah,
how epic
exactly,
was this? I discussed
yeah.
this on the radio
sure.
show. Did you guys see what happened when he, after being on air for 52 hours straight?
No.
Do you know what happened at the end?
Pop champagne?
So epic. No. So much better than that. He sits there and he goes, it's like 3 minutes where he's sitting there going... After looking back on my life for the last 20 years and it all leading up to this,
oh,
I realized you have got to believe in God. Not the God they teach in churches. Not the God they teach in schools. You have to find him and let him guide him in your own life and you achieve a magnificent point, magnificent things. I now realize, looking back on my entire life, that it was all leading to this point. And I now realize I've won.
Yeah!
And then he just cuts. He
yeah.
cuts the transmission.
See, at least Alex Jones is like patriot that fights for the basic ideals of freedom and like liberty and like the right to choose and the right to live your life how you want to live and the right to do to be like independent and
the
right
to be wrong.
The right to well, yeah, the right to.
Sorry, that was bad.
Nah, but he's dude,
was,
he's got it.
Well,
Ali, as always, is just. Brought this conversation back to some form of sanity.
I don't
where
know,
both
man.
Of us are sitting there going, Alex.
I'm
he's clearly wrong. Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know. I feel like he's actually, as the years go by, he's more and more right. It's like scary how right he is.
True, actually.
But like,
I've shifted again.
But to be fair, we're both right. There's two sides of the story, but like, damn, he's an entertaining man. How passionate is he? How good
there
is that?
No better entertainer than Donald Trump, and he's fucking proved it, man.
How amazing is that?
The biggest entertainer
yes.
on this,
yeah,
the face of the planet.
It's true.
Danced his
but
way
you,
into
but,
the White
but
House.
But don't you think there's,
using
something,
the power of tactic.
I could be wrong here, but don't you guys think there's something to be said in terms of showmanship, like passion, the ability to mobilize a big group of people? Don't you think that is a type of intelligence? Don't you think that's a type of
that's,
political intelligence?
That's
like, you know,
for sure.
You know,
for fucking sure.
That's
man,
why, that's
the exactly. biggest thing, the biggest thing about Trump was, even though he was fake, as in like his policies were fake, but his charisma was very real.
Well,
he was that guy. Hillary, on the other hand, was just like she was a nerd. So she was going by the book. But the thing is, with humans, they want honesty.
Emotions come
but
first.
Nothing
emotions
wrong.
Come
but
first. And when you were
yeah.
saying, like, fucking
yeah.
lefties go after emotions, Trump's whole campaign was also emotions. This social justice warrior going after the emotional needs of America.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, yeah, I think with the left
And, like, to be fair, and also economic, like, not just that, but...
Yeah, but I think what I was saying with that is, like, the more, you know, I think it's pretty universal that... You know, the irony of the left being concerned about bullying when all they do is bully. That's what I meant with that sort of thing. But
yeah,
like,
that's
but,
true.
But
that's
like, what, true. But what I was, but what I meant was the only reason, you know, people, someone like Noam Chomsky won't be fucking president, not that he would run, but for example, would be like, I don't know, I think there's something to do, put it this way, there's just something to be said. It's not a huge deal, but it's an interesting idea. I think Jordan would agree, like, there's something to be said. As an example, let's say there's a difference between you, Jordan. Let's say if you were... The difference between what you're doing now in terms of your videos and getting your point across and getting people like my 20-year-old brother to vote for Labour, which he did because of you, as opposed to you publishing books and being super successful, but having maybe different generations, a different age group following you. Do you know what I mean? Because you have the ability to be like a showman, funny, like encapsulating, like controversial, those, not they're not just like good perks. They're signs of like intelligence as much as policy. Do you know what I mean? It's important. Yeah, we're humans.
Well, but they're good for politics. Those characteristics are good for politics.
But I don't think they're negative things, you know?
They're not necessarily in terms of policy, not necessarily positive things.
No.
It's an amazing tool.
It's an amazing tool. It's something that you're gifted.
But it's not propaganda.
It's
not propaganda.
You're real about it.
Do you know what I'm saying? I think there's something to be said for, I don't know, man. Think of all these interesting characters. I mean, that's what everyone, even people that were anti-Trump were like, let's shake it up, let's drain the swamp. And I'm not saying this is a reason to vote for president at all.
No,
but there's something...
it was a real struggle for me. Because you guys don't, I'm from the same fucking generation from you. I think the same way. There's a reason why we all like Trump, because we wanted to shake things up. And I was, initially, remember when I would say Bernie or Trump? Like, that was something that I quoted.
Yeah.
But then slowly, I felt like I don't want to be on the wrong side of the history. So I changed.
Yeah. Oh,
I changed
dude,
that.
No, you should have the You should have the right to be like against it. And I,
that
and
is,
I,
dude,
I liked
you actually,
it.
That was amazing. You summed up Ali, our entire generation's consensus. I think.
Yeah.
In general, we thought that even if we voted for Hillary Clinton in the end, and our logical minds got the better of our libidos, right?
Yeah.
But that's where our heart and our soul was, and that's how you feel afterwards, right? Your mind freaked the fuck out that Trump won.
Oh, I freaked.
It just meant like,
I was calling
no
Ali.
Limit, boy.
I was calling Ali,
yeah.
And I'm just like,
yeah.
Tell me to vote for World War III. Tell me.
No, there will be. Okay, let me. Okay, this is perhaps I should talk about, which is what will Trump's presidency actually be like? So I'll give you a scenario. You know how he says this is the real issue that he'll face. So he thinks like we'll just need to get out of Syria, right? What will happen is he'll sit in the Oval Office, he'll get like a uniform, like a million bad general coming up to him who's headed the Pentagon, and he would say, and Trump would say, that guy would say, we need to kill this certain insurgent group, and Trump will say, why? And he'll say, Trump will say, why can't we just pull out? And that guy will say, we can't pull out because that will give terrorist sanctuaries, and they will plot against America and Europe. Do you want to be in a position as the president where all that blame will come on you because you pulled out? And that's going to freak the shit out of Trump, and he'll say, fair enough. So his foreign policy wouldn't change as much. In fact, it will be... when it comes to foreign policy, there's a good consensus amongst the establishment in America. And Trump has one, but that doesn't mean he's killed the establishment. They're still very much there. And... Where Trump will actually affect is actually domestic politics. So certain things which will happen, some low-hanging fruits, as most people know, are the Supreme Court. He's got the potential to appoint up to 3 judges, even 4, because it depends on when they die, you get a new one. So there's quite a few old ones in the Supreme Court, which means... But again, that's something that's a bit exaggerated as well, because the Supreme Court takes decisions on constitutional matters that don't affect day-to-day lives. Like... In certain ways it does. So for example, like gay marriage was something that was Supreme Court's decision. In fact, that was one of the backlashes of Trump. The legalization of gay marriage was one of the biggest issues why the evangelical community supported Trump. So you know these things come back to haunt you in a sense. So that's one of the things. But that's a low hanging fruit. The other thing that Trump would now TPP, he will get a lot of pressure from the establishment to go ahead with it. But I feel like that's something that he can resist. And we can expect him to at least delay it or at least not do it under his presidency. Or come up with a different name for it. Just
you don't think he'll just
around.
Abolish it?
Well, it's not happened as yet, so he doesn't need
to
abolish it anyways.
Okay.
He just, which is why it's a low-hanging fruit. He needs to do something in order for it to work.
And I hear that he was talking about abolishing the Glass-Steagall Act. What do you think about that? And Dodd-Frank.
Yeah, Dodd-Frank he will probably do, which is, again, just a ridiculous thing to do. Like, after a 2008 financial crisis, like, the one fucking regulatory body. Yeah,
so wasn't he saying that he's going to get rid of it and replace it with something fantastic?
What he means by something fantastic is, because he doesn't know what it is, he'll depend on the Republican Party, the people that he was actually going against, to help him out with that, which is essentially just like Bush's old people that were just sort of okay with Trump being there. Anyone who went out and said Trump sucks will have a very difficult time getting a job within the Trump administration. But don't rule it out because Trump needs people. He needs to appoint like 4,000 people. He doesn't know shit about it. That's why he had a transition team that's supposed to appoint these people, which was headed by Chris Christie. Within a day, it became his fucking vice president, Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Like, he's really confused. So, and the one of the big things, this will tell you exactly what the Trump presidency would be like. So he needed to choose his chief of staff, which in my opinion may not be a very fancy position, but in my opinion, it's like a very, very important position. It's the president's right-hand man. And he had two options that he could choose from. One of them was just a crazy Alex Jones-style nut. Pretty much something that Trump supporters would want, because that's what he ran on. The other one was George Bush's old man, like the guy who basically led George Bush's presidency. That decision would have shown where his presidency would take. And he actually chose the George Bush guy, which means his presidency will probably be a lot more Republican establishment than he campaigned for. So, yeah, look, the world's not going to end, but I feel that the world's just going to get shittier because these guys are fucking idiots. The real basket of deplorables. And he's his fucking Secretary of State will be Rudy... Who's fucking...
Giuliani.
No, Newt Gingrich, the fucking old-school Batman villain, will be the Secretary of State.
Holy shit, he does look like the Penguin.
Who the fuck's in
Newt Gingrich? No, not
Penguin. He's the guy that was just like... I'm going to impeach Bill Clinton for getting his dick sucked. That means you shouldn't be president anymore because you got one shucky.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
And then Rudy...
And then, while that was happening, his wife was dying of cancer and he says, it's not working out, and divorced her while she was dying.
Oh, yeah, these
cancer.
Guys... Like, say whatever you want, but these guys are horrible people.
Yeah, Gingrich is truly a slug.
All of the fucking cabinet of Trump are just, like, the worst people. Like,
Bill Maher had the best
thing
for Gingrich. He was saying, don't you think that he looks like a guy that if you poured salt on him, he'd melt?
I think this is where we get into the... nitty-gritty of it, and it's the inevitable, like, conundrum, but it's an inevitable situation with politics where it is in the fine print, it is in the nitty-gritty, it's in the specifics, and now's the time. Like, I was telling the guys earlier, like, the only reason I would have wanted Clinton to win is so I can be like, sweet, I'm done with politics, and just turn the computer off and, I don't know, run outside, like in the Simpsons episode where it's like,
yeah,
not me. But now is the time, that's not the case, so now's the time. You have to I'm just talking personally, really scrutinize the cabinet, who is appointing, what their policies are, because, like, that's the next step. And unfortunately, the way that politics can go, even, you know, I mean, everyone knows politicians don't have to necessarily live up to their promises, but things can change in a day. I mean, he can just appoint some dude who, I don't know that much about Pence. He seemed all right to me. I don't really know that much about him. But like,
seems all right.
I don't know.
Let me give you a background of what Mike Pence was.
Don't fall into the leftist trap, bro.
Let me give you a background of what Mike Pence was. Mike Pence was the governor of Indiana who basically brought his state in utter chaos because right after, again, going back to gay marriage, when it was legalized,
issue?
What he did was, he was trying to go after his base.
Yeah.
And so what he did was, he wanted to resist gay marriage, so he basically made his state pretty anti-gay.
Right.
As in, like, he was, which was, the backlash was all these corporations in America said that, if you're going to do these things, then we're not going to do business with you.
Oh,
which means
really?
That economy would have about to collapse. And he backtracked immediately. So the reason why he became vice president nominee was because the Republican Party just wanted to get rid of him because he was unelectable. Next governor, if he would have said, he would have lost. badly. So the best way to get rid of him was to appoint him as VP. He can't run for governor anymore, and they assume that Trump is going to lose.
Isn't he an economist? He's like mainly like...
Dude, he's a fucking... Like, okay. Maybe I shouldn't say this, whatever, but he's a fucking idiot. Take my words. This is the guy that the Republican Party rejected.
Classically Republican.
Oh, really?
And
I didn't know.
The guy who appeals to the base, like the guy who's basically like a Ted Cruz sort of a politician.
Oh, really?
That's such a good way of putting him. Yeah.
I just looked at
him. He's slightly to the left of Ted.
Oh, really? I just looked at him and like... Uncle Shane. That's the vibe I got. But obviously,
what?
I don't know anything about his
voice. No, man. How much does he remind you of an astronaut that
he
almost made it into NASA? Almost.
Into
but
space.
But I had to, much like how a lot of baseballers that don't make it into the American leagues have to go to Korea. Yeah, he just made it into that, don't you think?
That's
like, the
Kazakhstan is space program.
I mean, like I said, it's now time to really fucking analyze exactly what the specifics.
I hope you do.
I will.
And as a Trump supporter, I hope you make him, even if it's those social things like building the wall, I hope you pressurize your president to live up to his promises. I hope you do that.
Well,
because that includes certain things that I would be very happy about, which includes TPP, which includes all of these. What
that's
you were
true.
Saying, Glass-Steagall, anti-corruption.
Yeah, yeah,
He's fucking appointing one of the most corrupt peoples in American politics.
Well,
I'm going to look into it. Yeah, and Republicans need to fucking stand up for that. And
I'm going to look into it, exactly.
No matter how amazing Trump was, the people that he's fucking appointing in his government that are going to be running it are just like your standard Republican douchebag.
That sucks. I didn't think that would be the case.
How is Alex Jones defending this?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know how he would defend it.
Where does he go from here? Because
that's the thing. He's in a real conundrum as well. Because his whole idea, his whole brand is this anti-establishment.
Yeah,
he's this guy.
He is. He's anti. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting how he deals with this because he's in a tough cookie as well.
Yeah. Well, dude, we heard it earlier. He pretty much shed a tear. So that one was like, I'm going to go ride my horse with my kids in a Texan field. Which I kind of wish he would do. He needs that, I think. A long ride through the hay, just kind of eating, like, I don't know, really big sandwiches. And probably meat on a stick or something. But yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting idea, you know?
Yeah, anyone under four has their own quad bike following the tractor.
Yeah, but let's just say, I mean, okay, there's no point. What's done is done. It's over. He's in. And now he has to be held accountable. That's the most important thing. And if he does, and I'm not talking about stuff like the war, because that was crazy.
Look,
I thought the war was a ridiculous idea.
What I'm saying is that if he said that he was going to build a wall, and if he decides to build a wall, I will respect that because the people democratically decided that that was something that they want. But what they also decided was all of the economic stuff that he was talking about.
Totally,
and that's something where we can find some common ground.
Yes.
Fucking pressurize your president.
He has to be pressured.
Trust me. If you talk about my side of the things.
The guys who elected him more than the left are going to hold him responsible for what he's been saying.
No, dude. They'll be fucking defending him throughout. But I hope they do. I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong about
it. If this has shown us anything, then anything is possible. The rules are fucking
out. I think we're overestimating the significance of this thing as well. As in, like, dude, even when there's war, so like if America goes in and basically gets rid of Saddam regime, that's a major change, right? What ends up happening is that the initial status quo that was built forms a new ideology, but it's the same network that keeps working. This is in every state. Like when we say, let's bring change, we usually look at that change is very difficult to get.
Yeah,
because the way to execute
that
change is through those same people that have been doing it.
I know. It almost becomes a philosophical question, doesn't it? It's like, how do you make tangible change in society? And how difficult is it in terms of the powers that be? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm up at 4 a.m. fucking watching political videos, I get to a point where I'm like, Christ, what is, like, I'm literally like, what is the establishment? Do you even know these people? Help me! Like, it becomes so frustrating. It almost becomes like this sort of, like, journey to the center of the core. Journey to the mind. It's like, what are...
Yeah, it does feel like that after a while, and then you just go through the tree of wisdom, and you're like, establishment, and it's just another you staring at you
back. Yeah, yeah! It's like ego and id. It's like, it almost becomes this fucking ridiculous. To be honest, I think if you look at politics deep enough, and like you look at throughout history, it becomes like a philosophical question of like power structures and like, you know, really basic shit. Like, someone wants something, how do they get it? You know, I mean, like, it becomes like you go in circles, but I don't know. I'm just hopeful.
Dude, I'm hopeful. You should be hopeful, because the more hopeful you are, the more you're going to be disappointed, and the better it will be for me or for us to get a better president.
That's great. And also, that was very unfair on Obama, wasn't it? Don't you think? Because obviously they stoked the fire so much of how awesome Obama was going to be, but really, he was just going to be another Bill Clinton, wasn't he?
Well,
and he ended up being better than Bill Clinton anyway.
Yeah.
But I suppose at the end of it, the American people actually did say, "You know what? Good innings."
They did. They did.
they thought it was great.
But the American people decided that by voting in Trump, which is, I feel like, look, no matter how amazing Obama is, that's a big black spot. That after your 8 years of presidency, it reached to a point where the mass majority of your country voted for a Trump based on economic hardships.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, come on, where did we fucking go wrong? And I feel like it's, again, that thing, that technocratic mentality, which is like, they're obviously the best at their job, but they're not the best at communicating. The problem with fucking Trump is that he's sick at communicating, but he can't do anything else.
Right. He's not even sick at talking.
Yeah.
Obama is sick at talking. Trump is just sick at communicating.
No, but again,
because communicating is 93% body language and tone, baby.
Obama is fucking sick at talking, but if you again think about it, which is similar to Trump, Obama, all of his talks is like, it basically perpetuates his personality. That he is this awesome man. Basically what Obama was saying, do you trust me? And everyone unanimously said yes. Then trust me in what I'm going to do. And we said, fair enough, we trust you in what you're going to do. But that's such a bad way to do it. Because right after Obama, when his successor Hillary came, everyone said, we don't fucking trust you at all. Hence, your whole ideology collapsed.
Man, you know, when she was doing her concession speech,
yeah,
which she did the day after, obviously, because she was, no one would be in more shell shock than Hillary. And as a human being, on a human being level, Jesus, I feel sorry for Hillary. The amount of media scrutiny and hatred she must have endured.
No, I feel sorry for her too. I mean,
no one has been more trolled on the planet. And it just shows great strength of character that she did. That she stood through all of that. But the thing is,
I agree with that, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, but when she was communicating in her concession speech, and she said lines like, I hope that in the future there is progress towards these ideas that we fought for hard, hopefully sooner rather than later. It was just like, it was essentially saying nothing.
Yeah, I
know. She crafted a sentence that was 20 words that negated themselves. It was like light matter and dark matter, each word going...
The neutron,
that was her way of talking.
The neutron collider, yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of was,
whereas
yeah.
Donald Trump is the exact opposite of that. So basic.
Yeah,
everything's going to be fantastic.
He showed up, but the first thing he said after being president-elect was, sorry for being late, this is complicated shit.
No, much
more better, right? So much more better than fucking Hillary saying, you know, like, don't be disheartened. What ideals we fought for is something that's worth to be fought for and should go forward than some complicated business.
Sorry.
Have you ever seen Obama, Hillary, or anyone with like a little bit of intelligence say like, complicated business? that's what we're fucking getting you for. What are you telling me that for?
I have to disagree. I loved it. It's complicated business.
No, it was the name. We all agree. It's all great.
But it
was so terrifying listening to Obama speak and then Trump's speech pattern straight afterwards, where Obama was able to construct really eloquent sentences that are kind of poignant, really punctual, and then it goes into Donald Trump and he goes, I like Obama a lot, fantastic guy, he showed me around, went for, supposed to go 15 minutes, could have gone an hour, I have tremendous respect.
I talked to Ali about that, it was pretty funny how he's, I think he's, I think, I mean, It really is philosophy at this point. I don't the game has changed now that he's in. We all have to get over it and have to start like thinking about it a whole different way. But it was interesting to see his reaction talking with Obama. I think he's shaking his boots a bit because he was kind of like, we spoke for an hour, we spoke for about an hour and a half about the things we like, some things we don't like. I wish we could have spoken for longer. It was great. I can't. And he actually said, I can't wait to work further with the president in the future. He called him the president. He was showing him total respect. And it's like, I think you're kind of scared. I think he went in there. Like, I reckon he locked himself in the bathroom and was pissing in the Oval Office. And it was just like, holy
dude,
shit.
Dude, he was shitting his pants. And understandably.
Practically,
if you look at it, it's basically someone who's being taken and said, you are now the head of HSBC. And you don't know anything about that shit. Like, how the fuck do you deal with that? Like, at the end, like, what Trump essentially was saying, because Obama's staff had basically prepared, like, a presentation for Trump, to, you know, like, help him ease the process, just saying, like, okay, this is what Obamacare really is. I mean, if I understand where you're coming from, these are the points that you can look at. And then Trump was basically saying, you know what, you guys are really helpful. And then he asked Obama, like, is it cool if I, like, talk to you after? Because he was like, I don't fucking know how to do this shit. And he's so, like, boss at it.
But come on, as if that doesn't add to the average Joe in the White House vibes.
Yeah, it does. And he won't, like, and to be fair, he won't actually talk to Obama. Because right now he's shit scared. He's saying that eventually, even if he wants to, his people will say, can you not fucking talk to a Democratic president about how to repeal Obamacare? The guy whose name
yeah.
is Obama.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen, but it's something admirable about Trump. And also something that shows that Trump is shitting his pants.
Well, Miss Love has to go because his girlfriend's picking him up because he got trashed midday and couldn't drive. So this is pathetic.
Eastern Europe, eh? Till you die, eh? do you guys want to keep going? I can just bail you guys and keep going.
Just quickly, Ali, give me this as a silver lining. What's the deal with climate change now?
Okay, so look, it's a setback, but it's not the end of the story. Because one of the things that will really swing in our favor is that Republican or Democrat, everyone likes money, and alternate energy is something that's now economical rather than
yes.
something that we need to go for.
Let's do that.
So the world.
I will clap back.
I'm so sad that we're clapping at this. Okay.
So good. Just by dumb luck, just how he's known as this billionaire despite going bankrupt and the banks realizing, holy crap, we can make more money out of Trump if we prop him up as this billionaire. So they gave him $450,000 a month to make him appear rich when he was extremely broke. So he just went around going, I'm rich, I'm putting my name there, I own that building, but he didn't own any of the buildings. And he just had this prop, so he just was extremely world's luckiest man. Inherited heaps of money, lost it all, banks propped him up to make him look like a billionaire, became a celebrity, then became the fucking president. All of that, just the world's luckiest scenario. On top of that, how amazing would it be if he goes down in history as the man that shaved the planet?
Because
of just natural market forces.
Yes,
and he didn't do shit, and he was doing everything he could to stop it. And he's just like,
I'm not a hero.
But it's not as rosy though. Like that's the silver lining of it. But you know what? So I think what people need to be looking at is not coal as much. He says that he's gonna bring back all the coal jobs, but the fact is that
you can't.
That's really difficult.
That's insane. The price is halved in 3 years.
But what you would want to look at is fracking.
Fracking is
something that he could really dig into.
Yeah, fracking, yeah.
Which would just fuck up their land, so that's fine. That's good. It's nowhere near as bad. It's nowhere near as bad for the atmosphere. So anyway, that concludes Trump talk. We'll probably come back next week with even more because that's all we ever fucking talk about these days. As soon as we met each other after not seeing each other for a week, that's all we've been discussing on the bus.
As patriotic Australians, that's all we care about. America. Fucking
Don't pretend like you don't
it's
either.
It's the best of times and the worst of times.
Thanks, guys.
Holy crap. That is amazing. We are living in that moment.
I know. It's scary.
Dickens. All right. See you guys.
Bye. Bye.